possibly only ever trust the Wizards outside broadcast. I'm here outside the esteemed Wizards house, Kicker of Elves, and we're going to go to watch the musician Richard Thompson live in concert. I'm not a fan of Richard Thompson. I've never really paid much interest in him, but Mr. of Elves has insisted that I come along to get rid of some of that ignorance that I obviously have towards this world-renowned musical genius. Anyway, I'm going to go in now and find out what Mr. Elves is doing, and we shall be proceeding to the concert. I shall see you later. Okay, so we're back. I'm here with Mr. Kicker of Elves.
Good evening.
And as I said before, we're going to watch Richard Thompson.
Indeed we are.
Now, could you in any way fill me, what has this guy actually done? All I know about him is that he's fairly ugly, he's got a beard, he has a big association with folk, which is a music I don't really like.
Folk rock.
Well, is it folk rock? I don't know. Tell me about it.
Well, Fairport Convention, isn't it? He's
Found a member of Faircourt.
Faircourt Prevention.
Faircourt Prevention, yeah.
Yeah, and Fairport Convention as well.
Okay, okay. Now, is he the man in Joni Mitchell's song where she says, she starts singing about California, and she said, Richard, you're... And she goes on and starts...
Oh, I know the song you mean. Richard something, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's in the title of the song. I don't know.
Listener?
we could ask him, because we're going to be within touching distance, aren't we?
Well, but did he play with Joni Mitchell? Am I right in remembering
when
that?
When you say play... What,
played guitar for.
Oh, I see.
Played guitar for.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure he has. He's been on lots of things. He's very much a virtuoso.
I think I might have got the wrong man.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who you're thinking of.
I just something I've misremembered from my distant past.
I'm sure there'll be songs that you recognise when he plays them.
Well, yes. Bizarrely enough... I did the stupid thing of being told that Richard Thompson's really good. That was by you. And I downloaded the whole discography. Of course, got completely lost within it. Yeah. And couldn't find good songs.
And you paid for it, obviously.
I paid for it with my ears.
Did you not like it, though?
Not really. Couldn't find much to...
A bit patchy, you see, is recorded output. It's a bit patchy. Because there tends to be, you know, an album every 18 months, something like that. But... on each album, there's only really one or two songs that are worthy.
Yeah, I found the patches that were very ragged around the edges. But
overproduced sometimes, I think.
Some of it was overproduced. Mm. Some of it was underproduced.
Underproduced? Can you underproduce?
Well, if you can, he did.
I've not heard the lo-fi Richard Thompson album. I have to pass that.
Yeah, we'll do. Okay. Yeah, we'll do. Yeah. I'm not just making this up. obviously. No, but what I did get was his latest album. Is it called Electric?
It is called Electric, yeah.
And listened to it about four times over the last couple of days, and it is fantastic.
It is very good, yeah. I mean, I don't think it's one of his best albums, but it's certainly one of the better albums he's released recently.
Well, I'll be in a very rare position tonight that I'll be the only person saying, play the new stuff. Forget the old stuff. I want stuff of the latest album. Your 30 years.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think there are probably a couple of songs on the new album that I would quite like to hear. But it's stuff like 1952 Vincent Black Lightning that I'd like to hear. Do you know that song?
Yeah, Mary Lou Lord.
Now,
she did that.
Is she related to John Lord out of Deep Purple?
No, she isn't. She's related to Lord Lucan.
That would make... Is she a Lord? That would make her Lord Mary Lou Lord. That would be fantastic, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, she's often as drunk as a lord.
I see.
But I don't know.
Allegedly. Might,
yeah, yeah. But anyway, so tonight, I guarantee he won't play My Enemy or Straight and Narrow, because those are my favourite songs.
He'll
off the
play
record.
My Enemy. I reckon he'll play that.
No, because every time I have an act, my favourite song off the latest album, they never play it.
Yeah.
So it's...
But that was The Proclaimers, wasn't it, last?
It was The Proclaimers and Bruce Springsteen. And Baby Bird.
Can I just say that you've got a bit of a Proclaimers look about you this evening, Rebel?
Well, listener, you'll enjoy this. Yes, I've started to don spectacles.
Yes.
And they're mighty fine spectacles. I now look... I mean, obviously, I used to look like Elvis Costello.
Yeah.
But now people are stopping me in the street and saying, Elvis?
Yeah.
And I think about Presley, but no, I think it's Costello.
And do I hear rumour of an Elvis-type hat?
Well, listener, I'll share this with you. Yes, I've purchased an Elvis-type hat from his 80s look.
Fantastic.
Very much every day I write the book sort of hat. Yeah,
yeah. Well, I have to say that you're very much a natural spec wearer. And I say that because, you know, we've had a brief conversation this evening whereby you have made a number of points that have been emphasised by your movement of your spectacles up and then very much down. There's a bit of pushing up the nose, which I noticed that your brother does, obviously.
Yeah.
Rebel Ricket does have a brother, listener.
Corporal Shill.
Corporal Shill, yes, indeed.
That's the fella.
We might be hearing from him at some point, might we?
We're living up. Anyway, we must move on, listener. Yeah, oh, yes. You've distracted us. so, we'll be off to the concert now. We shall be having words after we've seen Richard Thompson rip up Liverpool.
Good stuff.
Amazing, amazing.
Told you.
I'm a bit of a convert, I have to say.
Yeah.
Well, we've just seen Richard Thompson.
We have.
We're now back in the car.
Accompanied by two familiar faces, I'd say.
Very familiar faces. Surprising to see Patrick Vieira on drums, looking very cool.
And Colonel Sanders on bass.
I think it's a cross between Colonel Sanders and Bobby Ball.
Or perhaps possibly a shrunken Tom Waits.
Possibly a shrunken Tom Waits, yeah. Yeah. A remarkable band. My observations were that they started the set too strong.
Yeah, well, fair call that, because they did start off with a wild solo, didn't they, really?
Yeah, a wild solo. And I wrote down after the first song, there are no riffs left on this planet, he's just used them all.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
However, yeah. 2 hours later, he was still riffing.
He was.
His fingers dancing up and down the fretboard.
Yeah.
The most intricate solos I've ever seen.
Really? Are you going to say ever?
It's a hard one. I don't want to do it to Chuck.
I know, but he's definitely competition for Chuck.
Definitely competition. Yeah. What else did I write down? Okay. By the way, if you were in the audience tonight, you know, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Why is that?
Because, I mean, I did it as well, to be fair. Why I wasn't running to the front in, I don't know...
Adulation.
Doing that Harlem Shake thing that you've seen so much on YouTube. and yet, all of us sat there, just wrapped.
Well, you say we sat... I think if you'd looked around, you'd have seen a lot of bald heads nodding.
Very true, yes, yeah. Although, we did it, we looked around at the beginning for the youngest person in the audience.
That was me, I think.
No.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
Sadly,
there was one
younger, wasn't there?
Yeah.
But he didn't move all the way through.
Did he not? I didn't. I wasn't looking at him.
I kept looking at him.
Oh, really?
He clapped at the end.
Wasted on him.
Yeah. It was too good for him.
Yeah.
Too good for him. I wrote down, I want to storm the stage. That was my...
Well, and thankfully you didn't.
Absolutely, yeah. I was getting so carried away with frustration that I just want to run on there and make a fool of myself.
Yeah, no, they really rocked out. It was very impressive, wasn't it?
Fantastic, yeah. And I got here, how do they sit still? I was annoyed by the audience.
but to be fair, the only movement you were doing was writing down little notes to yourself,
absolutely,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
Which isn't that rock and roll.
And doing an arrow pointing at the man next to me saying, why is he sat still? he didn't move all the way
through.
Well,
we did stand up a couple of times to applaud.
Really? Yes, there was three encores, weren't there?
Three encores.
One at 9:50, one at 10:10.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah. So important information.
Yeah.
Let's have a look. Oh, yeah, here, got me here. Bass solo of the face.
Well, I'm not sure that that's grammatically correct, but what do you mean by
that? You know what I mean, don't you?
Well, he had a bass player's face.
He played notes, and his facial expression went with the notes. Mm. When he played a bass solo, you really noticed it. Because he looked at the bass, and he, that's all going on.
That's
but he looked
true.
At his head, and it's all playing up there as
yes,
well.
Yes, that's true. But I think he'd have looked a lot better if he'd put his teeth in.
Yes, he did. I wonder what it was.
And to be fair, you started off this ridiculous recording by saying that Richard Thompson was an ugly fella. I didn't think he looked too bad.
No, he looked good.
And
looked
I have
good.
To say that I covered his shirt. I don't know if you noticed, it had a white stripe, broad white stripe down the back, and I thought, that's a look, that.
Let's be clear with the listener, though. It was a black shirt, wasn't it?
It was a black shirt,
and it had some sort of white fleck.
Fleck, I didn't notice flecking, but I noticed a big, broad white stripe down the back.
Right.
And I thought, that's quite good. You look like a road.
And speaking of looks, I look like a road, yes. Speaking of looks, listener, the two other musicians that weren't Richard Thompson, Patrick Vieira and Bobby Ball, Colonel Saunders or whatever, they were both dressed in perfect white shirts with a small skinny tie.
Very much like our very own.
Exactly like me.
Yes.
The only person in the auditorium who was actually looking in place. And I think Richard at one point looked over to me and winked, saying... You can be in my band.
He didn't do that,
I think he was actually inviting me
into
his band.
I don't think he was.
Well, but what I can say for today is that if Richard wants to join the Wizards, I wrote down here, here's a wizard. So Richard, in the unlikely event that you want a lifetime membership of the Trust the Wizards podcast, it's here on a plate waiting for you to pick up. Good night, everybody.